Last week, I attended the MOAG Conference and Trade Show in Columbia. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear an interview that I did from that event.
Okay, today I'm here in Columbia. We are at the MOAG Convention here at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. And right now I'm with Donna Jones. She's with Asmark Institute.
Donna, tell us what Asmark Institute is all about.
All right. Well, we're a regulatory and compliance company working directly with the ag retailer. And we help them with all their federal requirements, whether it be OSHA, DOT, or EPA. So we can help them with their SARA Tier 2 reporting or their pesticide producing reports. We have monthly safety training that a lot of our clients participate in. We have training DVDs, and we also have signature training courses at three different facilities in different states. Anyone is welcome to participate in as well.
Ditto, you are from Kentucky. What part of Kentucky?
I live in Owensboro, Kentucky, and I grew up in Lexington, Kentucky, so around all that area.
You mentioned some other states. What are the other states that you're covered with?
We have a training facility in Bloomington, Illinois. We have one in Laverne, Tennessee, and we have another one there in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Some of the courses you have, I see very interesting. A lot of them have to do with safety on the farm and with fertilizers and different things. You've had just a general agribusiness course. What does that cover?
The OSHA Agribusiness 30-hour course is pretty much the basic requirements for OSHA. It just helps train the EHS staff or other managers at a facility of the basic requirements needed.
One thing, a major concern, we just basically got through harvest here, and I know that safety and grain bins, as farmers are always concerned this time of year with the possibility of being entrapped in grain, and you have courses to cover that as well.
Yes, we do. We have a grain facility in Bloomington, Illinois at the training center. There's a grain bin actually erected inside of the building, and they can do entrapment scenarios. And so those personnel that work directly with grain can go through that training and learn the safe measures of how to operate with the grain, and if there were an entrapment scenario, how they can work with their emergency responders.
Chemicals, another area that you have to be really safe with and take precautions. You have training on that as well, I understand.
Yes, we do. There's also an anhydrous ammonia course in that same facility there in Bloomington. We have a brand new applicator training course in another facility right behind that original one in Bloomington, where the applicator can go through that and they're learning on the specific pieces of equipment. They'll drive them through all kinds of turns and across railroad tracks and encounter a lot of things they would out in the fields.
Donna, if someone wants information, do you have a website?
Sure do. Our website is www.asmark.org. Our phone number is 270-926-4600.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.